And then it has a handle that you carry it by. You see that? Here's the handle, and here's the rest of it. It's made of metal. What do you call it?
Water pump.
Hmm?
Water pump.
Okay. What do you call that heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
It's over a fryer.
Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You know, you turn the thing and...
Water sink.
Well, the thing at the sink where you, that you turn and the water comes out of it?
Water spike.
What's that again?
Water spike.
Okay. What do you call this same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Turn the water in there.
Yeah, you turn this little thing and the stuff in the barrel comes out. What do you call that thing that you turn?
Water spigot.
Say it again.
Water spigot.
Okay. What do you call the thing out in the yard? Same kind of thing, except you hook a hose to it sometimes and you turn.
Call it water spigot.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put them in for you to carry them home with?
Well, most of them, some of them put them in boxes, some put them in paper sacks. Most of them put them in a big box.
All right. What do you call a large bag that's made of loosely woven cloth, very rough brown cloth, and you know, they used to put potatoes in them. I think they still do. Potatoes and 100 pounds of chicken feed. What do they call those bags? No. It's just a bag. It's big thing about this. Something like a sack. You know, it's a sack. And it has real rough, it's made of real rough cloth.
You put what in them?
You put potatoes in them and so forth. Potatoes, chicken feed.
You're talking about a crooked bag.
That's what I wanted you to say. Okay, what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on like this? It's about this long, it's flat.
Hot.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked, like this?
Jew's harp.
Say it again.
Jew's harp.
All right. What do you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? It looks like this. See? And you use two of these, and you put a board over top of this part, and then you saw the board. What do you call those things?
Square.
Well, this is a thing that the board rests on. It holds the board for you while you're sawing it.
Put the board in there and turn it up.
No, it's not a vise.
Yeah.
It's a thing that a carpenter uses, you know, to saw boards on.
Yeah.
Looks like this. One of them, and then he uses another one back here. And then over here on the top, he puts a board across it, like that. And then he gets here and he saws the board off with his saw. What do you call these things?
I don't know what it is. I can't call it a saw. I know what it is.